On the live line is Santa Rosa's CHP Commander Aristotle Wolf. Commander, good to have you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. We met very briefly on the ridge of the Wallbridge fire not long ago. And here we are back again talking about fires. I guess Highway 12 is the most affected roadway as of now.
Yeah, that is true. There really is the only significant roadway that affected is 12, and then the roads that feed into 12 along that corridor through Oakmont, Skyhawk, and into the city limits of Santa Rosa.
And we had heard, Commander, that obviously emergency vehicles continue to need to get in and out of those areas, so they must be closed to the public, but also that the amount of ash and embers and some debris made that area of Highway 12 extremely dangerous.
Yeah, that's always the case, and it's, you know, never in the emergency management field do we want to evacuate in the middle of the evening hours if we can help it, with the winds whipping as they were. But as we know, and as you pointed out, it hasn't been very long since we've had a fire here, and it just becomes sort of more normalized that we do have to do that. Generally, we like to get ahead of them so those conditions aren't the things that people encounter as they're evacuating. And I think because this one now has a foothold, you'll see more evacuations, and they will be a little bit less frenzied. This fire came in very quickly.
Yes, it did. And of course, the fact that it went overnight once again makes it even more challenging. And Commander, what other areas should we be mindful of as we navigate our way through the fire circumstance?
Well, Pat, I think the best advice I can give is really pay attention to your whatever lines of communication you use to keep in contact with the sheriff department. They're going to be they're the driving force behind what gets evacuated. They work with CAL FIRE and make sure that they message that. We repeat that message on our social media, and you know, if you have, however you do it, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Nixel or some other way, make sure you're paying attention to those evacuation warning zones. And I would say that will tell you what the next area is that needs to be of concern.
And will it be CHP at the helm of either side of that road closure on Highway 12 for the duration?
Well, it will be. You know, resources are always limited, so if we need to move on, we may shift responsibilities. But right now we are covering a couple of closures in the city limits of Santa Rosa, as well as all the ones in the more rural portions of 12. And we'll continue to staff that. We, as a CHP area, abut the Napa CHP area, which handles the Sonoma Valley east into Napa County, and they are also manning a lot of closures over there. But yes, that is our responsibility, and we are going to make sure it's safe out there. We're working very closely with our partners at Caltrans, so they're getting us signage, et cetera, to make things more clear for the public. But the bottom line is, you know, if you can avoid the areas and the areas near it, it helps fire personnel. And if something happens quickly, you know, then it's much easier to handle evacuations.
Go
ahead.
I was going to just ask, Commander, whether any of the alternate routes around Highway 12, whether it's Arnold Drive or Warm Springs Road, Bennett Valley Road, is there any problem with going around that way?
I would not. Arnold Drive, for example, at Warm Springs is closed. I would try to stick to main freeway routes or other routes that are more inland and not getting yourself into the hills as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, for various reasons, even if it's safe in that area, as you mentioned, there's fire personnel trying to get in and out, and there are things that may delay you. So I think it's better to take some of the, you know, the places that are well away from the fire and the combustible areas. Just to give you an example, you know, Highway 12, we have worked with the Oakmont community and Santa Rosa Police and Santa Rosa Fire and other partners to talk about an evacuation plan there. And that's a testament to how well and orderly it went last night. As much as there was traffic, once we were established, we got people out safely. But we had to keep a lane of 12 open. You know, we couldn't use both directions to get them out because fire needed to get in. And as you pointed out, it was full of ash and full of wind.
Yeah.
And that's always a problem, is making sure those access routes. So if it might seem like a great workaround for a commuter,
yeah,
but it's also a great workaround for the fire department. So we want to make sure we keep those open.
Absolutely. One more question for you, Commander. I don't know if you had any participation in the evacuation of the Los Gillicos village, also just across the road from Oakmont.
I don't know what the extent of our involvement was there. We would have been helping at the intersections, but last night it was all hands on deck. So whomever got to an intersection first sort of owned it for the evening until we could reassess.
That makes perfect sense to me. So don't try to get around any roadblock or stopping point, right?
Absolutely not. And I mean, at some point, and I don't think we're there yet, but at some point it goes to a security issue as well as just a fire safety issue. And we're going to be looking for people that are trying to get around. And, we'll definitely, us and the Sheriff Department and allied agencies will be out there looking for anybody that might be trying to exploit this situation. But we don't want regular folks mix in there. It just depletes personnel, and it's not safe. So, no, they really shouldn't be going around.
Words to live by from Santa Rosa's CHP Commander Aristotle Wolf. Commander, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Pat, and thanks for your coverage, as always.